Every time I hear this music of Bach, I just am full of wonder that he could create these explorations into the nature of everything through the cello and through this divine. I mean, it's divine dance is what it is.
And also with the most simple tools. In a certain way, I think it's beautiful to perform this music for an organization like Classical Music for the World, because in this organization, everyone puts his art at the service of music in the most simple way, and so in the most fruitful way. And if you think about the music of Bach, everything is so simple. Like, imagine this prelude. You have heard like a cathedral of sound at a certain point coming out from the cello, but actually the bass is a simple scale. It's the most basic element in music, a C major scale, something that is so like pure and innocent. And then after that, you can arrive to build like something like it's just one note at a time, but the fact that you can play them together and you can harmonize them and you can know these new elements, you have this curiosity for life with a pure heart and at the service of music, and maybe with the blessing of God, you can create a cathedral of beauty. And I think that was the secret of Bach. You know, imagine that when Bach wrote this suite between 1717 and 1723, the cello was just made in the modern shape. Like, you know, Antonio Stradivari made the modern model of
he's
cello.
He's the one that invented the cello.
Yeah, that invented the modern body of the cello. The cello is way older as an instrument. Right. But the modern body, the measurements that are considered today standard, like how to make a great cello. Well, we need to refer to the Stradivari model. And the Stradivari model that was taken as, you know, the best one was made in 1710. Now, in 1714, at this court in Köthen in Germany, where Bach writes this suite, there are two cellos that are following this pattern. So Bach finds this instrument, which is new, and since she is, pure and curious for life, decides to write everything for this new instrument. Imagine, only few pieces have been written before the suite. And after that, composers will take two centuries to write something else for cello solo, because this model was astonishing. Like, how can you make such complex music from four strings? And you have heard harmony, melody, everything together. You have counterpoint, you have fugues in the suite, you have an ability to transform constantly the sound, starting from its most simple means. And I think what Classical Music for the World does is trying to transform people, starting from our most simple nature. And sound is the way we have to communicate, is our most basic way to relate to the world. Classical Music for the World, the UNIHAR, all the people that are there, want to elevate this way of communicating to the world, to transform people. And actually they do. It's very simple atmosphere at those concerts, but extremely profound and intense. Even when a professional cellist is playing or when a student is playing, there is the same caring, there is the same beauty, there is the same joy.
And you are a beautiful spokesperson for the event. And the event is the Artists Concert Series, and it's happening at the Oak Hill United Methodist Church. There are two concerts on Friday, the suites number 1, 2, 3, and 4 will be performed at 7 in the evening. And that's Friday, the 21st of April. And on Saturday, April 22nd at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And Francesco Mastromateo will be performing. Do you have any more music you want to play?
Of course, we can play what is considered the iconic movement of the suites, the prelude number 1.